Endgame Sundered, it's like more than Guacamelee. You're just all over the fucking map.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm over here now. I'm gonna fucking, I'm flying and jumping, and I'm jumping and flying and murdering that guy, and I'm jumping and flying.
Yeah.
I'm a jumping flying boy.
I'm a jumping fly man. Jump girl. Flying cut girl lady.
Yeah, it's
ishy.
It's
jumping
good.
Fly
it's been a lot
lady.
Of fun.
Yeah. It's because you're lazy. And stupid. Welcome to Setsuck, everybody. I'm taking that catchphrase.
And I'm not taking that catchphrase.
And I'm not singing a song. Oh, shit.
And there's a Kevin in the back.
But I'm actually Kyle, just in case.
And I'm Kendrick.
And I'm Joe.
Because I don't know what I would do if I didn't say that.
Kevin.
Kevin is here,
yeah,
too,
son.
We promise.
Yeah, jeez, come on, man.
I already said it.
You did?
Yeah, well, no one can hear you.
I can never hear
yeah,
you.
I said it.
I'm sorry. I've boosted
yeah,
your audio on my
thing,
end.
This is the one thing you're bad at, Kevin.
I guess, yeah.
Single thing.
Speak
it,
up, son.
Looks like
speak
it's
up.
Recording great on my Audacity's like peaking, so I don't.
Well, now
go
I can hear you.
Crazy.
Yeah, you're fine now.
I think just Discord doesn't believe that you're a real.
Could be. Discord is in disbelief.
Oh.
Dis.
I see what you did there. Gentlemen, what's on the docket
nope.
today?
Just us.
Shit, you're right.
Still haven't finished Sundered.
Yeah, I
picked it back up again.
I got to the boss in the Citadel.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm pretty close to the end. I have to say, surprisingly, that boss was way easier than the last two. At least, I think so.
Really?
I don't know.
He kicked my ass.
I've kind of gotten used to, like the floating mechanic, like how to kind of manipulate that little flying mechanic. So, because I've got like the grappling hook. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I just got my ass kicked because I would be like focusing on one and the other one would be the shit out of me. And I was like, oh, died.
Mm.
But I don't know.
Gotcha. I kind of felt like, and we were talking about this earlier, there's a strategy I kind of employed from Mario RPG with a kind of almost similar boss style. Because the two bosses that were, the boss that we're talking about in Sundered, there's one who, it's a pair of them. One of them is like a melee crasher. He basically turns into a meteor and smashes into you. The other one has a gigantic Gatling gun, and he shoots at you from afar. And I found it was a lot easier to... You have to defeat one of them.
Wait, he shoots you from a fart?
From afar.
Yes,
with
from
a
fart.
Ha!
No.
A jape.
It's an eldritch fart.
An eldritch
it's
fart.
It's a fart that's so bad that when you smell it, you lose track of what colors are, and then you... go into a horrible void that Lovecraft imagined full of black people. And swarthy Italians.
No,
yep.
No comment.
And I found that if I beat the Gatling gun guy, it opens up this crystal, and that's what you're supposed to really attack. But while that's happening, the meteor guy is just crashing into you constantly, so you're trying to duck him, but he's really difficult to dodge. I had a lot of easier time ducking the bullets from the Gatling gun guy, so I'd focus on that crasher guy first. Primarily, I tried to see if I could actually get both of them down at the same time. It just did not happen.
Yeah, I was struggling with that. I had the sneaking suspicion that it was kind of a shit. Who are the two guys from Castlevania?
Minotaur
and
Werewolf,
the dinosaur guy.
Oh, Slogger and Gaibon.
No. There you go.
Yep.
Grab on these nuts. No, it's that when you kill one, the other one gets stronger. That's what I was worried about was happening. I was like, I don't know if I want to deal with one of these being stronger. And then I just got paralyzed and then died.
Gotcha.
I'm beginning to realize that I don't know. Kyle, we should have probably warned you for spoilers if you're worried about spoilers. But I guess that's not too bad. Just that there's a boss and he's
no,
a
I
shit.
Mean, the story of the game isn't... I mean, it's not as intense as... No, I'm not that worried.
It's not that spoilable once you get past a certain point, I think.
Oh, no, there's a boss that will kill me instantly. Cool. Sounds like a...
Well, I mean, like, I mean, in the story, it's like, oh, so there's some bad shit happening, and that's like, okay, that's spoiled then. It's like, well, I mean, no, like, you're there, bad shit's happening. It's not, I don't know.
Yeah.
Kevin, how far did you get?
I'm about to fight that boss. I found his chamber, but I went back and started grinding, and I, like, 10 minutes ago, I just finished filling out the whole tree. It's
oh, damn.
Nice.
So I'm hoping to just go in and just wipe face with the rest of the bosses and stuff.
Gotcha.
So, I found... How did you get the exterminator or whatever it was? Eradicator?
I don't know.
Perk? You would know if you had it. It's a tier 4 perk.
No, I don't think I found it yet.
Okay. It's, I don't want to like give too much away. It's, that's why I keep trying to use like somewhat veiled language, because I'm trying to say stuff it would only recognize if you got it. Okay. Joe, do you have the Eradicator?
I think I just got it, but I haven't. I got like the tier 1. I haven't been able to play with it.
Then
so
you
far.
Don't you don't have it yet.
Ooh.
All four of my perks, I had a gold farming stuff for a while there because I was mining. So
you got four. Oh, that's right. You got the fourth perk because you went light side.
Yeah.
Oh shit! That's what you get. I've gone completely dark.
One of the things you get.
I have corrupted every single thing now. I'm fully corrupted.
I'm planning on doing a second playthrough as light side because I've just did the full corrupt one, and I feel like I'm a baddie.
Mm. I'm excited to see what really happens, but I'm also kind of intrigued because, man, corrupting those powers makes them so much more useful.
Tell me about it. Azathoth's breath.
Azathoth's breath.
And the spider thing.
Yeah, the Atlakna, or whatever it is. The spider god.
Fucking stoked you guys like this game so much. I didn't think that suggesting to you like a $20 game was going to be something. That
oh my god!
I have enjoyed the shit out of this game. Man.
Yeah,
like
it's.
I have sunk so much time into it.
Yeah, it's taken over the slots for all my other one. Here's the other problem. I hate to even say this. I tried to play Dead Cells the other day, and I wasn't enjoying it because I was my brain was still stuck in the control scheme for Sundered, so fucking everything up, and then getting killed like immediately. And I was like, God damn it! It's like, and I don't move quite as gracefully because it's different. Like it's not that one is bad or one is better. It's more that just like,
no, but
those are two totally different styles.
End game Sundered, it's like more than Guacamelee. You're just all over the fucking map.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm over here now. I'm flying and jumping, and I'm jumping and flying and murdering that guy, and I'm jumping and flying.
Yeah.
I'm a jumping flying boy.
I'm a jump fly man. Jump girl. Fly and cut girl lady. Yeah,
it's
jumping
good.
Fly
it's been a lot
lady.
Of fun.
Yeah.
It's a great $5 investment.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, it was only $5, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it all. We all got it on sale.
I have got my money's worth out of that. all right, so without spoiling too much, I guess not too much of a spoiler, what was it, the magistrate or magnate? The magnate of the gong? Who's fought the magnate?
The magnate of the gong.
You can assume I haven't even gotten to the second zone yet. I haven't picked it back up since
then. Sorry, okay. Kyle, to exclude you. We'll switch the conversation back around in a second here.
I don't care. I don't mind.
Kevin should be eligible. Joe, you definitely should be eligible if you went to the right place at the right time.
I'm trying to think
of fight the gong boss. If I just say gong boss, you should. If you don't know what that means, you haven't fought him.
Maybe I just haven't found that. Like, I found a section where I had to use gongs to traverse and like fight these little creatures and then get to.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
One of the perk things.
Yeah.
No, not that.
Not that. There was a gong boss. Okay, now
you
I'm
would
like,
know. Okay, so,
I think I don't know. Now I feel like I have
second, third area,
I have cleared every second area.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, I've cleared all three areas completely. As far as like the mini bosses, the three mini bosses and the three regular bosses. So maybe there was something I missed.
Have you been to the second area since you got all the power ups?
I actually just went back to the first one now that you mention it, but.
But did you go to the second area?
No, I may have to do that now.
Oh, so go, this game's a Metroidvania.
Yeah. go to the second area. The one of things, you know, that start getting crazy, the whatever necropolis, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I actually don't know what it's called. The second area, and you know that big. I don't have a better term for it, but the big vertical hallway that's like the creepy background?
Yes. Yes.
Go to the bottom there. That's all I'll say.
Oh, that's right. I haven't done that. I was wondering what that was, and I haven't done that yet.
Bring a lot of health potions.
Okay. I will go do that.
Bring a lot of health potions.
I'm going to do that while we
play. So I'll just tell you, because I don't think it ruins it to know what it is. The perks you can get in the game, right? They all cap out at 3.
Yes.
Unless you get the, I think it's called the Eradicator, and that's a perk you get from that. And I'll just tell you now as a reason to go there, otherwise you'd be like, fuck this bitch, I'm out. But the Eradicator is a tier 4 perk, which reduces your health, damage, and armor, I think. And in exchange for that, it makes a constant arrival of bad guys that harass you every step of the way.
But,
isn't that great?
That sounds terrible.
Forgot the most important part.
Yeah, but it also means that tier 4 perks start spawning. Also, everything drops stupidly large amounts of shards.
And it's only armor and damage, actually.
Oh, armor and damage? I thought it was health. Okay.
I'm looking at the wiki right now just because you made it sound so crazy. I wanted to see what it did.
So that's how you start getting better perks.
I popped it on, and then Kate was trying to talk to me, and I'm, like, running around, and I'm, like, not... I'm answering questions, but, like, monosyllabically. And then I had to pause, like, I'm sorry, I don't even know what I'm doing. She's like, yeah, what the fuck is happening over there? It's like, I think I'm going to die at any moment, and that's just the way the game is now.
It says this specifically, stronger foes will shadow your every step. That's like gotta be like some of the most intimidating wording on it.
It's kind of like going from like 0 shards to 3 shards, or three, what is it in Dead Cells? Cells?
Boss cells.
Yeah, like kicks you up. It's not as that big of a jump, I guess, but it's definitely from like 0 to 2.
Wow.
You're like, hey, good luck, fucker. And then wrecks your house.
One of the perks that I've got right now is one that where when I kill an enemy, I get like, I think like 4% of my health back. So
yeah,
it's like.
But doesn't that make it not spawn health potions?
No, because yeah, I put on another one. I put on another perk that increased the chances of health potion spawning from enemies.
But doesn't that reduce the shards they drop?
Yes, but I don't necessarily.
I might
need
be balls deep into this game. Just putting this out there.
There was
another. I'm not even looking. I'm literally stroking my beard, staring into the ceiling, and remembering the perk.
Nice.
Chart.
Yeah, it's like I wasn't super worried because I was still like, as every run that I've done, I'm still basically like drowning in money. And as soon as I die, and then I can spend enough to like get to the next section that I was working on. So I wasn't super worried about the potion seller.
I need your strongest potion.
But yeah, potion seller. But yeah, oh my god, I've been having a lot of
fun. I absolutely adore that game. I keep inviting Kate over to watch me fight a boss because they're so gorgeous but so disgusting.
Yeah, I was so taken aback when I ran into that first boss, as he the sheer size of him. And then, like, and spoilers, I guess, for anybody who's listening, but, like, his head just, like, gets pulled into the back of the chair, and then the spikes and tendrils start coming out, and I'm like, what the fuck am I looking at? What? Why is this happening?
Oh, it was an eldritch thing.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what's happening.
It reminded me a lot of some of the boss fights in the first Axiom Verge game.
Very much so.
The camera would zoom way, way out, and now you're this tiny speck, and this boss is
That was a thing in Super Metroid a little bit.
Mm.
But I think I feel like the spiritual successors have really pushed that concept. Like, we'll make you a little tiny boy.
Right. Well, yeah, because they did that with Kraid, and I still remember I had the player's guide, and in the actual player's guide, they had bragged that... To that date, in 1993, Kraid was the largest boss in video games. He was at least little over 2 screens high and a full screen width. And I think they did a really good job of making the scale feel like he's, like, massive.
Enormous.
Yeah. And I feel
like that impact, that experience you had and I had and anyone who also played Super Metroid as a kid, like, oh fuck, ah, like they tried to capture that in games like Axiom Verge and like Sundered. It's like they're really keying in off of that one experience that you have. You're like, holy shit, this guy's huge,
right? Oh man, so good.
It kind of made me feel like we were fighting, like when you used to play Monster Hunter, Kevin, when we fight the like gigantic serpent that wraps around the mountain as you fight him.
Yeah.
Or like one of the big bosses where you have to like climb up its back and shit. It's kind of that's what I thought about when I first.
That sounds fucking cool.
The dude in the throne. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you.
So compare and contrast Monster Hunter and Sundered.
They're different, but look at some of these boss names are nonsense. Like, sorry, I'm looking at the boss names. Like,
oh, they're all Lovecraftian bullshit.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. They're not compare them.
They're I don't know.
Very similar.
I'm just throwing it out there.
It just makes me think of that. I was playing another game lately that made me think of it too. I don't remember. Never mind. But yeah. I agree, that's kind of a cool thing to like have a fight it's like what's that one game for the PlayStation that everybody loves? Shadows of the Colossus.
That one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great things about it.
Yeah.
It's great. It's fun. Storyline is fucking weird, but it was sold to me that Shadows of the Colossus, and it is actually this experience. It's like there's no real enemies aside from the actual boss fights, and every single boss does require a different like pattern, like a different type of gimmick that you have to figure out and employ. And I really appreciated that. And like the only really side thing is like hunting these little salamanders and finding these fruits that increase your stamina and your health, respectively. Like, and it's important to have those because you need lots of stamina. Like, health is kind of important, but like the stamina is really the big thing because that's what you're using to climb these gigantic monsters. And they did such a good job with it, honestly. It's such a cool experience.
You know another game that did a really good job with it? God of War. Like, yeah, super underrated. Like, the boss fights in God of War were
Which one?
Goddamn epic. All of them.
Oh, just all of them? I don't know if it's underrated because there's like 19 sequels, isn't there?
No, like I guess... So, I guess what I mean by underrated is that I don't think... Like,
they're underappreciated.
Yeah, there you go. Like, I just don't know if people think of the boss fights in God of War as much as they think of, like, the
weird
like,
sex minigames?
I don't know, man. I actually don't really know what I'm talking about.
It's mostly...
When I think of
no,
God of War,
go
I
for
think
it.
Of hack and slash, right? It's just, like, it's just hack and slash. But the times where you get to do, like, an actual boss fight in God of War are, like, epic. They're just so epic. Like, you're fighting things that you have to, like, climb up as you fight, like a titan.
Literally, like, traditionally epic, I suppose. Yes.
Yeah,
like,
quite.
You're climbing up this titan, and you're trying to take down a fucking, like, titan from Greek mythology, and,
right.
Like, damn, that's a big fight.
Well, damn, that's a cold-ass honky.
Yeah. One of the... One of the more iconic ones was, like, the fight with the Colossus of Rhodes. Like, the literal statue comes to life, and you have to destroy it, and... Like, Kratos is incredibly savage and very creative. And, and it gives you...
That's the best part.
Oh, it's so cool. I do agree with Kyle.
And
like,
I guess...
That is the scale.
I was thinking, like, it kind of fits with Sundered, too. Not because you do upgrades and stuff, you know? Like, maybe the reason I'm thinking of it is, like, is God of War the, like, successful, like, Metroidvania 3D? Like... Is that what the Castlevania game should have done? You know, like Darksiders, God of War, that kind of stuff is like a what I would call a like maybe a 3D Metroidvania game, right? Where
interesting,
you have an upgrade path, you have multiple weapons you can use. There's epic bosses, you get powers from the bosses. Those powers unlock new levels, new parts of them. Like maybe not a map. I don't really know how the newer God of Wars are. Like I think it's more open world as you go, but. Yeah,
you know what
it's interesting.
Really fits that bill is Darksiders, like especially Darksiders 2, because you could pick up different weapon styles. You can there's a lot of places locked off until you get the proper, you know, tool or piece of equipment.
I guess Zelda's kind of like that too. Then though.
Yeah, in a way,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, but there's a distinction usually.
Yeah,
I don't know how to put it, but there's a difference. I mean, like I've often thought of Dark Souls as kind of a spiritual successor to Castlevania, but it lacks a lot of the Metroidvania aspects. Like, you're not cut off because of a upgrade, you're cut off because of a thematic bullshit reason.
Or you're scared as fuck to fight a boss that looks like he's going to murder you.
Yeah.
Like, just straight fear.
Like, butthole puckering fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not quite the same thing.
Right. I think.
But I mean, I guess you're right. That game does fit really well, though. I guess it's just different. It's like more of like a, I don't want to say modern, but upgraded version. It's like Metroidvania 3.0, where they're like, you have freedom, but your choices have huge consequences.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
like give you like ultimate freedom in Castlevania games, right?
The old ones it was super linear, and then the later ones it was like semi-linear, and then it opened up as it went with lots of backtracking and exploration. But that like the I think it's the exploration aspect more than the like the ability unlocking is almost more like a Metroid aspect, and the mm-hmm. exploration is something they both have in common. And the exploration is the biggest part of Dark Souls. Like,
right.
There's so much to fucking wander around and see and then be murdered for.
Yeah, ooh, exactly.
On that note, that was something I wanted to say. As far as Dark Souls, I think, also very much encapsulated that feeling, that gut feeling of the Kraid rising, as I'm going to start calling it, of
yeah.
where you walk up to a thing. Like, you cross through the mist, or you walk into the bridge. And, yeah, I remember the first time you fight the Minotaur on the very first actual boss. Like, you get up on the bridge, and you start to cross, and it, like, hops up from the top on, like, the tower on the opposing side, and then hops down and takes up the entire space. And literally, like, actual, like, a scream erupted from me. I'm just, no! It was like,
yes,
it captured, and that entire game does that repeatedly over and over again. You're saying, I don't know what I'm looking at and why I'm scared. I have actual fear.
Yeah, why is this going to kill me? Why is this going to kill me? Yeah. You die in the game, you die in real life.
Yeah.
But, all right. I think that's most of our time.
Yeah. No, I'd like to call it here. Let's like, comment, and subscribe, and hit that notification bell. I don't know what that means. Find a bell in your house.
Yeah, just go get a bell. Just shake it. Just shake that bell.
Just punch it. Just kick the shit out of that
bell. Twist it.
Fuck your bell.
Punch it. Fuck it.
Bop it. Bye.